What are you going to do now? Going forward, what are you going to do with your time?
I haven't really thought that far ahead, Ryan, to be honest with you. Right now, just like my men said, our focus is on the focus today should be, I know that this announcement came, and I want to squelch that. This is not about Nick Aliotti. This is the timing that Mark and myself decided on. This was not a ploy to, let's win one for the Gipper. I want to make that perfectly clear. This is about trying to win the Alamo Bowl, and we've worked towards that end before we got here, and they've been fabulous since we've been here, and we're here to try to beat a very good athletic Texas team. That's our goal. That's why we're here. Nothing has changed. Nothing will change. We'll do everything as we always do to the final gun. But thanks for asking.
Taylor, you're an Oregon guy, so you obviously grew up watching Nick Aliotti's defenses, and now you've played for him for so long. What's it like to play for him? And similar to what Jason asked Ifo, what's your favorite memory from just being with Nick for the past few years?
I mean, everything. Coach Al, he's like a second father to me, and it's been an amazing experience, and he's always comes with that attitude that he's just got the energy, and we're always going to find a way to win, and we're always going to struggle, and I think that's, he hasn't changed at all, and that's what we've done, this week against Texas, and to be able to prepare for them, and so, I mean, I can't say anything bad at all about Coach Aliotti.
Andrew Greif for the Oregonian. Derek, you had the shoulder over here. Over here. You had the shoulder. You left the Civil War. Obviously, you don't talk about specific injuries, but has this month of bowl practice been good for you? Do you feel ready to go for your health-wise?
Yeah, definitely. I feel, real good, ready to go. Been putting a lot of time, extra work in all areas, with many things that I do, working out, studying film, everything. So I'm really, excited about letting my preparation, meet the field.
This question is for Tony. It's Jason Quick from the Oregonian. What do you see as the biggest challenge with the Texas offense for you guys?
I just think with so many personnel groups and great athletes that they have, they can just give us a bunch of different looks. So this past couple weeks, we've kind of just been focusing on all possibilities, all different styles of plays, runs, passes, all different things to just be prepared for anything. They're great at throwing it, great at running if they want to. So. We have to be great at all phases.
Hey, Brian. So much of these bowl games are about which team wants to be there. And Oregon was obviously a team that could have gone up to the BCS. And here you are playing an unranked Texas team. What's the mindset of Oregon right now? And what's the hunger factor for this game?
I think that's an easy question to answer. I mean, we are here to play a good Texas team. This is more of a home game for them, if anything, man. Like, we're coming out here into hostile territory, and we're just out here to do something that we haven't done before. Let's come out here and play a great Texas team, play some great football. These two styles of football, they really mix up well. We're bringing the West Coast, and they're out here trying to ground and pound and then throw some deep balls on us, So, I really like the way that this matchup is, and I feel like it's hard for anyone not to be excited to play in this kind of game of this caliber. I mean, I was just cruising around the streets, just with my friend yesterday, just headed over to the mall somewhere, and I hear on the radio they're advertising that the game sold out, but we have 4 tickets left, and people are calling in like crazy to get them. Like, people want to see this game, and like, for us to not want to play in a game like this, we're doing ourselves a disservice.
This is for Taylor and for Tony. You guys play in a program where the offense gets a lot of publicity, and their style puts a lot of pressure on your defense because they don't keep the ball very much. You end up having a lot of snaps. I wonder if you just can describe how difficult it is to play defense in Oregon sometimes, facing all those snaps that you guys do from opposing teams and how that goes.
Taylor.
You know, sometimes it makes it difficult on us, but when they put up 60 points, it's pretty easy. But for us to be able to stay out there, we rotate a lot of guys. That's something that helps us out as a defense. And for us to be able to play these high-velocity snaps and we just play as hard as we can the way we practice and prepare for these teams. And for us, it's just all about preparation. And to have the offense go as fast as it does, it doesn't bother us. And it's actually kind of cool deal the way they can do it.
Yeah, kind of just piggyback off what he's saying. I think the rotation we have is always great. And for me personally, I love how exciting your offense is and how often they get in the end zone, because it gives me another opportunity to go out there and play. And I love this game, so any opportunity, any chance I get, I mean, I'll take it. So it's great to be a part of this kind of team.
Thank you, Tony. Go ahead, Jason. Coach, first, how would you describe your guys' run defense the past month? And two, do you feel the need to make any adjustments or tweaks since that last game?
Well, obviously, the stats bear that we haven't played very well against the run the last couple of months. I thought that the just going back the last month, I'm going to try to make this answer short and sweet. Stanford, I don't think we played that bad against the run, contrary to what everybody else might think. But they ran the ball 66 times. They didn't have to throw it. Tough to answer it this way, but we didn't play very well on offense. So the fact that we didn't play very good on offense, they didn't have to throw the ball. You run the ball 66 times, you get 250-something yards. That's the nature of the beast. Utah, we played well. It was over. Arizona, for whatever reason, and you could point the finger right here, we weren't ready. Okay? I didn't have them ready. We didn't play great. It's probably one of our worst games that we've played that I can remember. But it wasn't because of these guys. Arizona had a good plan. They're a good football team, too. They're on scholarship last time I checked also. The other teams get scholarships, too. We just didn't play very well. Oregon State didn't want to run for that many yards, but they throw the ball. So we wanted to make sure they didn't throw the ball all over the place. And maybe to some degree, Jason, the fact that they run the ball helped us win. As far as this game,